97.7 Kick FM.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Easy.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
Hey, yo, Easy, good looking out on this one, homie.
I'm serving notice.
We serving notice to the whole industry on this one, man.
I'm serving
Rap
notice.
Mania.
What? Yo, WWE Smack Talk Center, Kick FM, BDSIR Network. We are back in the studio right now. I'm so excited. Yo, we got the big money in our bank prediction show. That's right. People have to pay back their money at the Elimination Chamber. Now people are broke and only one person's going to end up loaded. That's how it's going, man. I am your host, infamous informer, Wolverhampton's House Outlaw, Grant Body P, all up in the specs. Yo, full house up in here. Everyone's got an opinion. Yo, Shad, what's going on, man? Lock up, everyone.
Yo, I'm back like a fat bitch at a buffet, man. What's going on?
Watch your language!
Oh. That long, did it, man?
No, sorry, no.
Just press the button somewhere around here when you're going to keep your finger over that, man, okay? I cannot be responsible for what happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here, man.
Good to see you back, man.
What event is this again now? It's not Overkill.
Overkill's next month. We've been through the Overkill. Now, this is Money in our band.
Okay, yeah, Money in the Band. Yeah.
Yo, first time up in the studio right now. Chris, what are you saying, Madrid?
Good to be here, man. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, you're looking forward to Money in our Bank?
I am, actually.
Yo, WWE's going on crazy. Boss man of Kick FM. Back up in the air. Matt Sacco! What's
going on? How you doing? It's good to be here again, man. It seems like we're doing this every 2 weeks. Oh wait, we are. Too many pay-per-views, man, but I'm excited about Money in the Bank.
It's all been free on the BAFTA award-winning WWE Network for nine... three new subscribers. We also have a special guest up in here. Yo, Jojo, what's going on? Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all get ready for Money in the Bank. Yo, we can't really waste any more time. Is anything you guys would like to say before we get on to the predictions? In fact, matter of fact, I've got something to say before we do that. Yeah. Formalities.
Hang on a second, Joe, is it? Where is it that you're from?
I'm from Newcastle,
Canada. Okay, cool. So you're like Neville. Of course not. Well, that's good though. We should call you the new sensation. The new sensation.
Yeah, boy. Nah, man. Formalities. You have to get through from the formalities.
Go on, then.
We are the craziest group on Facebook, except no imitations. You know where to go. I mean, don't follow those other Facebook groups because they're all miserable. Follow our wrestling group, the definitive, the absolute best. Facebook group for banter and all that, comedy and debate and all that. www.facebook.com/groups/Smack Talk Center. Request to join
on the Twitter. Sorry about that. Now, don't be a weirdo. Don't do it.
You never leave that down, are you?
My bad. I've got it written down on a sheet of paper now, so we will not forget.
I don't like you anymore,
Sharon. Yo, Joe, we have to teach you that one.
Okay, what's happened here?
Uh-oh, okay. Let's see if Joe gets it, man. It's a little practice run, yeah? www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Oh, she don't know.
The line is, don't be a weirdo. Okay?
God, are you guys on Twitter as well?
Yes, we are. Follow us.
On the Twitter?
I don't know that. What? on Twitter?
We are under at STC underscore WWE. We are also at KICFM, KICFM. And we're also at BDSIR underscore network. But the one you're interested in is at STC underscore WWE. No disrespect to KICFM. But follow us on all three of those on the Twitter.
On the Twitter? Right, I'm from the Facebook page. Is the Twitter as good? Is the banter as good on Twitter?
Me, myself, have only recently took over the Twitter, so you'll see some big changes coming up.
So it's going to start getting good, is it?
Yeah. We have to fire the last guy, because...
oh, no! Fire him!
You're losing followers in that?
Oh, no!
He's
alright,
though.
That's wickedness, man.
He's probably listening now.
Alright, enough of all of that, man. Y'all ready to talk predictions right now?
Yeah.
You're ready?
Chris, yeah. Need to talk this mic situation.
Joel's ready.
Chris,
mic. Yeah. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready.
Him ready? Me ready? Joe ready? Alright, money in our bank. Let's go.
It's showtime.
We're gonna find out who's got no money in the bank and who's gonna end up loaded by the end of this show.
You know, I just thought of an idea, you know.
What have you?
I just thought, like, this should do, like, not with these divas, but the divas that are, well, not even divas, the women that are in NXT. They should do, like, a ladder match, shouldn't it? I'm sure, has there been a women's ladder match?
Has there been a ladder match in NXT, full stop?
There's been one, Neville!
Neville!
I like the way Piggy does it, man. Lillian, man. Neville!
Hey, big up Lillian!
But, yeah, they should do that, and then they could call it Money in the Purse? Something like that.
Money in the Purse!
That could work, you know.
Money in the handbag!
Money in the Purse, the women's version.
I've been saying that for a minute, man. For real, though. But let's get into it. Starting from the pre-show, we got Wade Barrett versus R-Truth. Now, big up to R-Truth, man. R-Truth told me some joke on Raw. He was like, yeah, at Money in the Bank, I want to do this, I want to do that. And Kane was like, yo, but you're not in Money in the Bank. Are you going? And for that, I mean, I agree. I think R-Truth should be in a match now just for that.
Yeah,
but that was funny. Where Barrett versus R-Truth. I think they should put a twist like this on the pre-show. I think the winner should go into the match.
How many people are in there? R-Truth deserves a chance. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, over the years, just being a mid-card player and he's capable of a lot more given the chance.
He is, man. I mean, this man. Give black people a chance. I mean, Kofi Kingston all of a sudden fighting Brock Lesnar and all sorts. Yeah, we get into that. Right, who are we backing? Joe, I'm going to start with you because you're the newbie. You're the lady, so ladies go first. Who are you backing? Wade Barrett.
For this one, I mean, I don't read Barrett and I never have. So for me, it's
R-Truth.
I'd like to see him do it.
R-Truth. I don't like the fact that they're fighting for no reason. But the winner should go in the money in the back match, surely. Shad, you know how this goes. Are you backing?
I need a coin to flip.
It's also two-faced business. Okay, I'll get back to you. Matt Sacco!
I think Barrett will win in a squash match. I think they've just thrown it together because they've suddenly realised their King of the Ring guy has nothing to do. I love the skit on Raw with R-Truth. I did think it was really funny. I think they're just sort of portraying him as like a poor man's Booker T, to be honest. The whole R-Truth, I'm fed up of seeing him get squashed. Either get him to do something or just have him become an agent or something. He's not doing anything at the minute, and I think Barrett will win in less than 5 minutes.
But the Booker T is standing there and letting this happen to R-Truth. He's sitting there on the announce table. Oh, man. Chris? Who are you backing? This is a pre-show, so we'll make this quick.
Yeah, I want to back R-Truth, but seeing as they're never ever pushing him, I'm going with Barrett.
Okay, so you're going with Barrett. Sacco, you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Barrett.
You're going to go for Barrett. Shad, are you come to a consensus?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious it's going to be Barrett now, I think about it. Like, he's won the King of the Ring and he hasn't won a match. Well, has he won like one match, two matches? I don't know, man, but for someone who's supposed to be the King of the Ring,
he shouldn't be on a pre-show, really and truly.
Yeah, well, at least he'll get a win anyway. That's for R-Truth. I'm surprised he's still got a job.
they haven't done the annual, what you call it there?
He's going to be the next JTG, you know? Serious?
Oh, no. They haven't done that annual featuring Devon list, have they? They used to do it around this time of year.
Mm-hmm. It's normally straight after WrestleMania, but it's not happened this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not yet anyway. And Joe, you mentioned?
I'm still rooting for R-Truth. I really want him to do it.
No, you're going to be disappointed then.
I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm going to be crying at the fact that this guy is not given a chance again. But I'm still seeing
our
truth.
No, but seriously, Joe, he's been, like, if you remember Kay Quick from back in the day, I'm sure you're an old school wrestling fan. The guy's had, I don't know, 10 years as being in the WWE/F, and he's always been treated the same as a mid-carder jobber type, so. His time's never going
to
come.
Been given some shocking gimmicks over the years, let's be fair. I mean, nobody's going to forget Little Jimmy ever.
Well, Little Jimmy's what put him on the map. About Little Jimmy, then R-Truth would be like Little Jimmy. Not seen.
I think R-Truth should do it for Little Jimmy. Come on, let's give R-Truth a chance after 10 years of hard work.
That's why he got his WrestleMania payday.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? Oh my gosh, let's keep it moving, man. Let's keep it moving. Tag Team Championship match. The New Day. New Day killing them.
What's up? I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. Yo, Joel, did they rock or did they suck?
To me, they suck.
Oh no! Boo!
Put into it until the day after WrestleMania when the crowd said, we don't like these people, we're going to let them know, and then it started saying New Day sucks, and then they thought, okay, maybe we can run with that idea. The crowd doesn't like them, so let's turn them. That's what happened, basically.
I agree that the fans that's made New Day work on any level.
These guys are great, I don't care. New Day rock. New Day's been rocking from you lot hated them, man. I was with them from the get-go, and I start the clap, when I start the... I thought, yeah, that could work. I seen that from the start. Their opponents, primetime players. Chris, who you got? Who you backing? Tag team titles.
I'm going to go with the primetime players, actually.
Whoa! That's a bomb. That's a bomb.
Okay, I'm
calling
it. I think the primetime players are just bringing it back up. Seems like that. They're getting a decent popular crowd.
Oh, for Christ. Oh, sorry. Carry on. Something just popped into my head, man.
I think if primetime players lose, they're going to carry on. Like, they're going to have, a little feud for a while. But I think
that's what I like to hear. Wow. Matt, you goofed Chris?
To be honest, I was saying New Day all the way, but I think Chris has just thrown that little bit of doubt in my mind.
That's what we do!
It's what I'm here for, man. I'm going to stick with my original thought, and the New Day, I think they're going to stick with it for a while. They've found gold with this whole New Day rocks, New Day sucks thing. Like Shad said, it was just when they decided to get booed, and everyone was like, oh, maybe we'll run with this and have them as heels. And I think they're going to have quite a long run with it and have as much fun as they can.
I'm glad they're heels. I don't think they could have ever worked as a babyface team. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that they've switched to heel now... They're
going to
get a good pop from them.
Well, yeah. They're getting such a good pop. That NXT, I watched the NXT last... Yeah, don't get heart failure, Shad. I watched what? NXT last night.
I haven't watched it yet, so let's not talk about it yet, please.
Let me just say that in NXT, they do the New Day cap up in there.
Okay.
You probably clocked onto that already. And from the do that,
yeah.
I can't see the New Day losing right now. When they do that, I'm hoping for a feud. So, Joel, you say New Day sucks, right?
Hey, I feel the suck. I don't like them, but I think they're gonna win it.
Wow. Okay, they suck. I think New Day rocks. Shad, do they suck or do they rock?
They rock.
Yeah. They rock.
They rock.
Matt, do they suck or do they rock?
I think it's something they suck so bad that they rock.
I like that one. That's a bomb. I like that.
They're so bad that they're good. You know what I mean? That's how I see it. So, you know, although I think they're going to win, Chris thinks Primetime Players, you think New Day. It's a split decision.
Chris,
I haven't given my opinion.
Chris, New Day sucks or New Day rocks?
As a heel team, they rock.
As a new team, they rock.
Yeah, that's
what's you know, something just hit me. Isn't Kofi Kingston in the Money in the Bank match?
Yeah,
he's gonna be doing double time then, or is he gonna be Xavier and a Big E repping?
Xavier, probably. There's something that I've got a little small problem with the Primetime Players. What's the match? Is it just them two versus them two?
Or them two versus them three, by the sounds of it.
I did thought say the thingy would lose, the New Day would lose in the one-on-one match or two-on-two match, whatever. But I don't think Primetime Players are just quite ready yet, and the reason why. For me personally, and maybe you lot, hopefully you lot, you Titus O'Neil. I don't know if anyone knows where I'm going with this, but Jesus Christ. Please, can someone put some frigging clothes on Titus O'Neil? Thank you, please. No, seriously, no, man. The man's rolling around in his freaking boxes. Is that his pants? Am I doing pants?
Panties?
No arm pads, no elbow pads, no knee pads. Just rolling around in pants. It's too much for me. I can't stand it, man. I'm sorry, man. Just please put some like just. I don't even Kevin Steen type shorts. Wear
Kevin
them.
Steen.
Wear them shorts or wear some jeans, Catherine. Don't see the jeans. Just please, anything but the pants, man. Please. I've got black man wearing. Wearing pants, man. Black for the right part, man.
So what you're saying is you're not a fan of seeing Little Titus?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of seeing Big Titus and Little Titus.
That's why I didn't like the Prime Time Players to begin with, man. I was like, no, man, what are you guys doing?
You need to stop listening to Darren Young. I know Darren Young probably tells me he looks fine.
You're a bad person.
I'm leaving
the studio now. Shad, you see? You got to big up yourself. Yo, big up yourself, man. It's a shame you couldn't stay in the studio any longer. You got to get your things
poppy. Fast appearance this week, but just very, very quickly, I think, main event, Rollins retains. And I'm waiting for something big with Brock Lesnar happening just around the corner, but I'm sure that's something you're going to be getting onto later.
Yes.
So I'll leave that one. Peace out, boys. Have a good show.
Glad for
the listeners. Catch you all soon.
All right. No respect, cool. Yeah?
Much love.
All right. All right. Peace. All right, Chris, you're on your own, kid. Me, you, Shad, and JoJo up in here. Okay. We got to keep it moving, man. Yo. Hey, yo.
Sorry, man.
I understand. Now, let's talk about the lady.
Does that distract you, Joel? Because you're a lady, like, and it might be nice for you, I don't know.
I'm a lady somewhat?
What's that supposed to mean?
Uh-oh.
Yo. I hope you're not one of those ladies that you look good, but until down below.
In fact, I'm afraid I'm gonna need some proof. we'll talk about that off air.
Yes, PG show.
PG.
It's PG show. We gotta talk about the ladies right now, right? I'm a bit afraid of this match, right? Nikki Bella defending her Divas title, her women's title, against the challenger Paige. Month after month, I've been saying, Nikki, you got to lose that title. This month, I'm switching it up. Nikki, hold the title by any means necessary. Nikki, do not let Paige win. I'm telling you, if Paige wins, I will go on the internet and complain, and me and my friend Mark will stop watching. Understand? Yeah, put on the Hoover. Put the Hoover on.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, this
what are we talking about again?
This time I think it's put the Hoover on, you know. Yo, Joe, how you feeling in this? Nikki versus Paige, women's title.
So hold on a second. Nikki, whether you stop me about Nikki, I don't think she has that right.
So basically, you're backing Paige.
I'm fine with Paige, but I do think Nikki's gonna do it. I think she holds on to the title.
Right, so I mean, I understand that. I'm backing Nikki. I'm backing Nikki all the way. I don't want that Paige winning. Not after that Naomi fiasco. No. She's in my bad books right now. Paige's in my bad books. You know what I mean? She was never the official number one contender in my eyes. It was Naomi all along. But all that's done and dusted. Suddenly, Paige is getting a thought. Nah. Paige, you're going to lose at the Money in Our Bank. That's how it's going, man. For real. And if you do win, then I hope Naomi cashes in her. Oh. There isn't a women's money in the bank, is there?
Money in the purse.
Money in the purse. Bam! Chris! Who are you backing, man? Paige versus...
I ain't very excited about this match, to be honest.
Do you want to borrow my Hoover?
I think I could do the Hoover as well, man. And usually, I love the women. I love the ladies.
Yeah, I
love Nikki. Paige, like, not so sure. But
I feel like they need to mix it up a bit more. It seems like Nikki's got the title all the time and...
Yeah, it's only they get the title all the time, not 2 to 5 days. No one, you know what I mean? Everyone didn't mind that.
I don't know. It seemed like there was a lot more contenders then. It seems like, I don't want Nikki Bella being the champion, but if they bring like Naomi back into it and start bringing some other contenders in, do you know what I mean? Because it's. It was just Paige, Naomi, Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
And that was it.
It's time to switch up now.
I think Nikki Bella's going to retain, but as I say, that match don't really excite me.
I think Shaz's right, you know. I think somebody completely different, completely out of the ordinary, well, NXT, should I say, is going to take that title.
Yeah.
I think that's how it's going to go down.
I hope so.
Definitely.
Do you picture that? I mean, 295-day run, can she beat it? I don't know. Do I want her to beat it? Personally, I don't care, right? But I will find it kind of funny. That's what I can say. You know what I mean?
I think we're all in agreement for this one that Nikki Bella's going to retain the title.
Yeah. I say so as
and
well.
And to be honest, like, Paige, she's young, man. She's got plenty of years left in her. And to be like, would it be her third time champion now? As women's champion? Some of them haven't even won it once.
Yeah, word up, man.
She's like
23, 24.
Yeah, she's 23 and she's won the title twice. And some of them have only won it once. And, you know, she's got a long future. So there's plenty of time for her to win it. They're just stalling until SummerSlam when something...
Word up, man. You know what I mean? She could beat Trish Stratus. How much time Trish Stratus was having? 6-7 times?
Something like that, man. And she never started when Paige did. Paige is...
Yeah, true.
She's got years over everybody, to be honest. She's got... Unless to put the belt on... Oh, no. What's the... I keep forgetting her name. The redhead, the one who got booed on NXT, man.
Oh, Eva Marie.
Yeah, I didn't realise she was old. She's like... Well, not old, but like, she's like in her 30s, isn't she?
What? Already?
Yeah, I thought she was young, but apparently she's old. Nothing wrong with ladies over 30, by the way. If there aren't any ladies over 30.
How old are you, if you don't mind us asking, Joe?
I'm 33, and Eva Marie is in her 30s. Yeah, she was a former model, no wrestling background, and then got signed up to WWE. So that's why
how old is she?
The world's greatest wrestler, let's put it like that.
How old is she then, Eva Marie?
She's younger than me. I'd say about 30, 31. Just turned mind.
Okay.
Hmm.
Still got
And Paige is what, 22, 23?
Yeah, Paige is around 22, 23 around the ages, yeah. And has already been champion, what, twice?
Maybe 3 times?
Big ups to Paige still. It's just that...
Oh, big ups to Paige now, is it?
No, storyline-wise, I'm not feeling Paige. You know what I mean? She done my Naomi bad. My beautiful and brilliant Naomi. She got no manners. All that talk about her LA gear trainers and all sorts, and how she hide behind her family's back, the Usos and Tamina. That's her family, man.
That annoyed me, that did, to be honest.
I think Naomi was out of everybody deserving, Naomi is a massive talent and she did deserve it. But when's WWE ever gone off that? Like, who deserves it more? They've never done it that way.
There wasn't enough fans as well cheering for her. Remember, we need like a Naomi. What's her catchphrase?
She needs a Naomi Million Man March.
Yeah.
I'm happy to lead that man for real. Mm-hmm. I love that girl, man. Don't get me started. Don't get me started because this show could turn TV rated R in an instant. You keep talking about Naomi. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Next match. Woo! Next match. John Cena versus Kevin Owens 2. Man. I don't know, there was mixed emotions about this when I heard it. Like as soon as the match ended, Elimination Chamber, like, 20 seconds later, there was like, oh, there's going to be a next match at the Money in the Bank between the two of them. Still no titles on the line. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I thought Kevin Owens already proved that John Cena is a so-called phony, and his hustle, loyalty, respect, and all that don't stand for nothing. Joe, how you feel about John Cena, man? He's been doing this for like, what, well over a decade as the man. So, is he about it, Joe?
Right, well, I have a 7-year-old daughter who thinks John Cena is pretty much God. But for me, they've had the best out of him. I think it's now time for Cena to take that step down, give up on being the champ, and just let go, you know, pass the torch over now. He is past his best to me. Still a hell of an athlete, but I'm bored with him.
Isn't that what he's doing now, though? He's kind of like apologising to everybody, like, sorry for all the years that I was on top, now I'm going to do what I was supposed to do and put people over. That's what it seems like he's doing now. This is the John Cena apology.
I've never took it like that from him. I think John Cena, I mean, it's fair enough saying sorry now, but that's 10 years where, to me, the impression I got was he had to be top dog and he wouldn't give anybody else a chance.
Okay, that's weird. I think you're a bit wrong there, Joe. I'm sorry. This is the first time you said something wrong. Where I have to say, that you're wrong because like, it's not John Cena's fault. You do understand that. It's because there is no one. It's because there's no one else there. Really, there's no one else. CM Punk was with us for a bit, then he fucked up.
Oh! Shut!
He was with us for a while, basically, and then he left us. So he couldn't have been our top guy. Daniel Bryan, he could have been the top guy, but he mashed up his neck and he's gone. Who else has got? There's not been anyone who's. That's why Cena's the top guy, with no one to replace him. So God help us, man, if Roman Reigns gets through, man, then, you know.
Oh,
in about 20 years, people will be saying the same about Roman Reigns.
I think we've got a Roman Reigns doubt up in the house.
Roman Reigns is my buzzword, man.
I don't know, man. This show could end up in a fight, you know. There might be no kick-off truck left. Let's get back to the matter at hand, man. Kevin Owens, John Cena, part 2. Right. Yo, Kevin Owens, he cracks me up. Okay, man cracks me up. He's just being himself. I love that. And that's why everyone loves Kevin Owens, man. He can't be booed unless he beats up Sami Zayn. He just cannot be booed. Can't do it.
Oh, the thing that shocked me about that match is his wrestling ability is amazing.
He's off the hook!
And up until then, I hadn't really seen a lot of Kevin Owens.
Oh, okay.
And then when I saw him do that spinning moonsault, I was just amazed. I was like, how does someone of your size have that sort of...
And what about that... Look, it looked like a released Olympic slam off the top rope.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, holy shit!
It was just insane.
John Cena drawed out all his skills and still lost. Why? I sincerely hope that John Cena is still in the performance center, mastering every single hole, every move that Chris Jericho will give him with the list of 1,000 moves and holds, including the armbar. Right? Man, with all this said, Kevin Owens is out to prove something. I don't know why. I think he proved his point already. Who are you backing? I'm going to start with you, Chris. Who are you backing? Cena or Owens?
I'm backing Kevin Owens. That last match made me a fan of Owens.
Oh,
I wasn't a fan before.
I hadn't really seen a lot of him.
Oh, okay.
Same
as me, really.
Oh, okay.
But like after seeing, like I've seen bits of him, and I thought, yeah, he's all right. But after that match, I really noticed him, and I was just like, wow,
that's good, man. That's the thing about Cena, man. They could have put him, say he was debuted against Zack Ryder. He would have just killed Zack Ryder in like five minutes. What am I talking about? 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Nah, he got to showcase all his skills against Cena, so people are like you and Mike are like, yeah man, yeah, this Kevin Owens is really,
yeah, he's the real deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad John Cena is now bringing that out in people.
Let's be honest now, man, everyone listening right now, can we all agree that John Cena is the highlight of Raw for the last 2 months? Maybe
he has been because of his opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the John Cena match. We've all said, "Oh, Cena sucks." Like, or we take the pee out of Cena, but you know we can't really anymore because he's doing the right thing. Like I said,
yeah.
this is it's like the apology tour of John Cena.
Really. Apology tour. And sorry for everything. Because he's got the US title, you'd think that yeah, he's supposed to be helping out mid card talent, but in actual fact, he's still the man. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's still the face of the WWE. It's clever how it's all been done, man. I like that. Shad, Kevin Owens, John Cena 2, who you backing?
I'm tempted to go for the new internet saviour, the IWC saviour. Kevin Chunk!
Kevin Chunk! Oh,
well, it was the CM Chunk, but I decided to change it just to Kevin Chunk. But now it's got to be Cena. He's got to get his win back, hasn't he, man? To make it fair, you know.
Well,
either have another match at the SummerSlam or the Battlefield or
Battleground.
Overkill, whatever they want to call it. Then, you know, maybe we'll get a proper winner. But this one, it has to be Cena's because they've got to even it out. And John Cena's not allowed to lose twice in a row. Come on.
Well, see, that's what me, I say.
This is the one where we could probably see Samoa Joe.
You took the words out of my mouth, word up, man. It's exactly what I said. I mean, I think John Cena will win. Because United's like, okay, you've won one, now I've won one. We're going to go Battleground and settle it. Who's truly the man after that? It's a series of three people, IWC, wrestling fans, word up, man. Don't get bets if John Cena wins. You know what I mean? You should see this coming. Be more surprised if Kevin Owens win. I expect John Cena to win all the way. Right. Matter of fact, for that reason, I'm backing John Cena. I want John Cena to mash up his blowwell. Seriously? Just so I can see you. No, I'm being serious. Come on, Cena. You can do it. Don't upset the kids. When him lose, the camera goes to the kids and the kids is crying. Mm. Right. It's not nice. I don't like to see kids them crying. I don't like to see that. No, man. It's not good, man. Come on, John Cena. Beat them. JoJo. I'm serious. I want Cena to. I'm backing him all the way. If I have to go out there, right, and buy the John Cena cap and shirt and the Wonder Woman things he puts on his arms, pew 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 pew. If I have to do that, I put on my John Cena jeans and put on my little John Cena ankle socks and all that, and his funny looking shoes that he gets out of Foot Asylum. Get all of that. I'm backing him all the way, man. Come on, John Cena, you can do it. And use the A, the FU. Use the A don't work anymore. Use the FU, and you can beat him. JoJo, I'm serious. Cena.
I agree with you. My money's on Cena. I think this rivalry's going to go on for quite a while yet. So for that alone, I'm backing Cena. I think he's going to win it.
Cena, come on, Cena. I'm being serious.
Cena.
Come on. I like Cena too. You know what I mean? Never give up, Cena. Don't make this pot noodle eating man beat you. Don't make him do it. That pot noodle and sausage roll and look at him, man.
You sound like Vince McMahon. I thought Vince McMahon standing backstage.
I don't sound like Vince McMahon right now. I sound like the infamous informer Wolverhampton slash outlaw Grant Buddy P. Say, Vincent Kennedy sounds like this. Right? And I want John Cena to win. And don't let that NXT brute win beat you again. Think of the kids, Cena. Don't be that Cena. Raw starts at 8. I'm Vince McMahon, damn it! You know who I am. You better go out there and win. Cause if you don't, Cena, you're fired. That's all I gotta say about that. Okay. Thank you. Yo. Before they said, we gotta go into a break right now. Because it's already right, man. You know what I mean? Bands getting thirsty. It's a hot day. It's a beautiful day. How is it over there in Newcastle, Joe?
It is absolutely lush.
Oh, man. I thought he was going to say it's absolutely sensational.
Sensational!
I should have gone
with
that.
I know.
Come on.
We can edit it.
Sensational, you know. You know what I mean? I mean, we're getting roasted up in here, man. I mean, you know me, Shad, we can't get no tans because we're immune to that. But... Well, yo, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Money Added Bank match, because that's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about the title match, and I think there's a match missing that I can't quite remember what it is. You're going to have to help me out, man, but I'm sure...
Oh, come on, Big Guy and Big Show.
Oh, my goodness. Big Show versus...
Oh, my God. Big Show's back.
Yeah. Oh, it's the no. Big Show. Yes, he's back. Oh. He's back. Ryback versus the Big Show. 500 pounds of monkey crap.
Stealing, stinking monkey crap.
Yeah. We'll be back after Joanne's husband pays his bills.
This is Kick FM
87.7 Kick FM.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to our weekly interview on WWE.com. Very pleased to welcome my guest this week for the very first time in this forum, Lana.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Dolph Ziggler. So many people have tried to dissect this relationship. Many think it was just you on the rebound. Others claim it was a ploy by you to get back at Rusev. What is the status of your relationship with Dolph?
These questions always make me laugh. Relationship and ploy. Maybe my intention was a little bit different in the beginning, but, you know, I walk in life with an open mind, and in life things happen. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or a month from now, and Dolph is kind. He respects me. We read books together, and we talk about them. He's funny. Don't know. I mean, I've heard the rumors, but it doesn't matter because I have a good time.
Excuse me, sir. Rusev, this is an exclusive interview.
Yeah, please, that American. Lana. Hi. Can I please talk?
Say what you have to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just wanted to apologize. Apologize for what happened the last time we saw each other. And you falling off that stage was an accident. And you know it was an accident because you know me better than this, Lana. You know me for so many years, and I would never do anything to hurt you. And I know, I reacted, I started laughing, yes, but believe it or not, in my country, you've been to my country, you've been to Bulgaria, it's okay to laugh, but don't judge me because I was raised differently, and look what happened since you moved on to Dolph Ziggler, you falling off the stage, I broke my ankle, why? This is fate talking to us and telling us, get back together. And I know you believe in fate, and I know you believe in me. And we can fix all this. We can fix it. Remember, we were United States champions together. We had big dreams. We were undefeated for over a year. We beat John Cena. We beat all these other opponents. We did it together, me and you. It wasn't just Rusev, the super athlete. It was the ravishing Russian, Lana, with him. Always. And I know, we all the dreams that we had, Lana, of having the American children naming their kids after us, and the streets, and all the accolades. Remember all this? Please, Lana, don't ruin this because of this stupid, washed-up Dolph Ziggler American is brainwashing you. He's been with all these other girls. I've always been with you, and I never needed anybody else. You know this. Lana, please. I am begging you. Just let's be together. Submit yourself to me, not to anybody else.
It's over.
Cut the guy, it's all your fault. What are you asking all these questions? Who told you to invite her here? Who told you to invite her here? Who told you? Go to Gaza!
AOL Music. First listen.
So many days, so many hours, I'm still burning to your return.
When you hear the name, name in your body, who wants you, but you know, gotta let it go.
The party ain't coming on, getting you to.
You gotta let it burn. I mean, seriously. Lana, this you. Lana, this you. She don't want you again. She want those Ziggler. You're not putting in the work, Rusev. You're not applying the accolade no more. She wants some of that zigzag. You gotta make it burn. Hey, y'all, Shad.
Yo.
You think you should make it burn?
As far as the whole Rusev and Lana thing, I'm not allowed to cuss, so. it's a lot of BS, to be honest with you, man. They shouldn't have done it, man, but, you know. I was hoping it was all just a ruse, man, and like, you know, they got us the stupid Americans. I think they're going for all the way with it, man. They're looking like they're going for the split, man, and it's not the right thing to do, but. You know, what can we say?
It's the right thing to do!
Man.
See on the rebound!
And it's with Dolph Ziggler. That does not make sense. He's an American, man. All this time he's been running Americans. And then he goes and leaves a Russian.
Yeah,
or
but that's like...
Bulgarian.
That's like the... I mean, Joe, welcome back to the show. I'm sure this has happened to you, yeah? Has there been a time where you've dated a guy and your father didn't like it, but you dated him anyway?
Yeah.
See it there?
What's that got to do with anything?
It's rebellion, you see. The
about extra spice.
Extra spice, a lot of things nice, you see. That's what they do. Oh, I don't want you dating him. He's no good. He's a criminal. He's going to end up in prison. And he's, you know, but I love you. You know what I mean? You date him anyway. That's what you're doing.
That's bull, man. That's
bull. I've seen it too much, man. I've seen it too much in my 35 years.
Come on, Lisa, explain this storyline to me better, because that analogy wasn't that good. And the storyline doesn't make sense, full stop. That's why I don't come up with a good analogy, man. It does not make sense.
No, they're on the rebound, man. You know what I mean?
And then she falls down and hurts her ankle. Oh, my ankle's hurt. And then she's like there for like 10 minutes. She's okay. And then 10 minutes later, they take her shoe off. And then she starts to cry, man. I'm like, come on, man.
Maybe the whole pain licker. Maybe the pain licker. It's like...
Well, the first thing you do is you take the shoe off, man. Everyone knows first aid. The referees, as their job, should know first aid. Surely... So there's a group of referees, not even one referee. There's like four referees surrounding this woman, and none of them think to take her shoe off until like 10 minutes later. Come on, man. The whole storyline sucks. Sorry.
No, man, she dipped on the rebound, man. It's like if you're in a fight, and you get punched in the face, it's all adrenaline, you can't feel it. When you wake up the next morning, you're like, Lord, how did that get there?
Yeah,
that's what it is with the
hurt. Yeah, but if people are there, they're trans. That's like going to the hospital, you're dying, And then the nurses and the doctors are just standing around, like, he'll be alright, he'll be alright. It's only till the thing goes, we need to do something, we need to do something, you know. That's the best way I can put it, man. But the whole Rusev, Lana, Ziggler just does not make sense.
Oh my goodness.
That's all I'm going
to say. Joe, what sort of music you into? Do you like Usher?
I like every type of music apart from like hardcore rave music. Other than that,
apart from what music? Sorry.
Like hardcore rave MC music.
Oh, like dance and that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't like dance music either. You know, I mean, apart from the Prodigy back in the day, I take it to another dimension, all that business. But yeah, man, Usher, do you think Rusev should make it burn?
I think Rusev should just go away.
That's a bomb.
Best
answer. That's a bomb.
So, he was hitting above his belt. Way above his belt with Lana. He should just let it go.
Oh, I do think that as well, to be fair. You know, what's she doing with him? Like, you know. Remember Rusev's got a nice heart? Under that hairy chest of his, man.
Sure, he has!
Nice heart under there, man. You've seen him, man. He's begging for Lana, you know. He's a crushed.
Yeah, he really has been crushed, man. You put yourself in the accolade. Chris, do you think Rusev should make it burn like Usher? I mean, Usher had to make it burn. He ruined it for himself when he cheated on my TLC girl, Chili, right? He ruined it for himself. The same is here now. Rusev, he ruined it, man. He kept losing to John Cena. Now he's losing girl. Right? I think he should make it burn.
I agree with Shad, to be honest. I don't get the storyline.
You don't get the storyline? Oh, come on, man.
What should have happened is Rusev should have hit Lana, like, or got frustrated and pushed her down and teased the accolade or something like that.
But you look all the time and you're going to make
her
down?
No.
You should have done it. You should have hit her. You should have hit the woman. There's nothing wrong with hitting a woman.
Oh, and Joe's on the line. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you
said that. No, that's a part of Floyd Mayweather's autobiography. What I meant was, back in the day, you had Jake the Snake and, you know, he used to do some stuff. He had the Dudleys, they used to do some stuff. When it's entertainment, they have goddamn WWE films where Kane pulls out girls' eyes and stuff. And they're trying to tell me that they can't make one man push down another woman. Come on, man. Domestic violence is okay. It's not entertainment. No. I don't know how to put this. No, okay, evil man. Evil man does something to nice woman to make evil man look even more evil. Okay, that's the best way I can put it.
And then Dolph Ziggler comes in and saves the day.
Yeah, and then Dolph Ziggler sticks his nose in. It's got nothing to do with him, and he's just like,
nice and shining armor.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's not okay to hit a woman. You can shake her, but you definitely do not hit them.
What about putting them through the table?
Depends, actually. There's a reason to do everything, but it's just whether you want to do it or not.
Oh dear. Joe, you still there?
I'm still here.
John, I hope you're not eating. I hope you're not choking on anything right now. You know what I mean? Because Shad's killing us right here.
I'm just trying to figure it all out.
Basically, Lana's on the rebound. I can't believe
Lana's on a match even, man.
That is not a match.
Please move on.
Oh my gosh. www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join Chris. He don't know it. We don't know it.
Let's try Joe.
Joe?
Hello?
www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
And then Twitter.
Go on, let's for the last time I'm going to do this.
Okay.
For today, go on.
All right. Okay. You're forgiven. It's your first time. But everyone has to learn.
Write this down.
I don't know. On my first day of school, I had to learn the alphabet. Anyway,
www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join Chad.
Don't be a weirdo.
That's right. Follow us.
On the Twitter.
At @FTC_WWE. At KICKFM. KICFM. At BBSIR_network. Wow. Yo, let's just carry on the rest of the show, man. Lord, I don't say. Oh my gosh, that's funny, man. Next match, Intercontinental Jump Off, Ryback versus The Big Show, 500 pounds, 7'2" of steaming monkey crap.
Steaming, stinking.
Oh, steaming.
You gotta get it right.
Come on, I gotta get it right. I didn't get that right, I apologize. not much to say as the apart from the Miz. I mean, I don't know, man. The Miz looks like he wants in the match to make it triple threat, man. That could switch things up. Do you want Miz in the match?
You'd make it more interesting. To be honest, I can't stand Big Show anymore. He's one of the people that just need to. Can I say die?
First you say that, it was okay. Now you say that Big Show must die.
Equal opportunity. Nah, I'm not fixing that, man. Don't say that.
Good God, old man.
Nah, Big Show needs to just let the younger people have their time now. He's been on the roster for what, 30 years? Including WCW now. You came in 95, wasn't it? Between 95 and 96.
Something like that.
You had more at career, but it's just time just to retire and let the younger people come through and you know. And I'm sure Big Show's on some big money as well. Like, and if they got rid of him, they could sign two or three other new people, man.
He's probably on that loyalty money now.
Apparently he's got an ironclad contract, man. Apparently.
The ironclad contract, man. Let me forget about that.
But you're still crying, like, when Stephanie was telling him off?
Slapping in the face as well and all sorts, man. You know what I mean? Big man like that and he's crying, you know. That's embarrassing, man.
That's when I lost respect for the Big Show.
I've never seen a man die. Seen that man die. Anyway, enough of that. Joe. The Big Show. Rybacks. Who are you backing?
I want to see Ryback, he says. I mean, he's been through a lot with injury and everything.
Yeah.
It'd be a very short run if Big Show wins it. So, for me, money's on Ryback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would have said, so yeah.
Yeah, man, I think Ryback got this, man. Ryback got this. I don't know where Big Show's going, but yeah, Miz coming in, if Miz was added into the match at last minute, that would make things interesting still. But even with that, Ryback got this all the way. Chris, is this a full house? Ryback's.
Yeah, I think Ryback's going to win. Again, it's another one of them matches that don't really interest me.
Yeah, it's one of them matches where I could just put my pizza on in the oven and all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes about 15, 20 minutes to cook. And by the time it cook, then it's time for the Money in the Bank ladder match. You know what I mean? For real, though. It's your time. Help me out here, people. Help me out, because I always forget half the participants that's up in here. Here we go. Roman Reigns, Randy, Keith, Orton's, Sheamus, Dolph Ziggler, Kofi Kingston's,
Kane.
That sounds like six people.
No Bray Wyatt.
So Bray Wyatt's been dissed again. Matter of fact, Bray Wyatt and his two friends.
That's what I told you last week, man.
The Wyatt family, they've been dissed again. Two pay-per-views in a row.
I feel like I need to emphasize this point. Dean Ambrose. He's got the title. He's not the champion, but he's got the title, and he's walking around with the belt. And might I add, he looks good with the title.
He's been representing, man. But we're not talking about the title match now.
And the second thing is, Ryback is the Intercontinental Champion. He's got the belt. He looks all right with it as well. But the point I'm trying to make is, Bray Wyatt has beat both of them two people over the last few months. Beating them, both of them, Ryback. So... why isn't he got the title? He's not on the pay-per-view. He's not got a match. He's not even a contender for Money in the Bank. What's going on with that?
I don't
How can you beat the two champions, in quotes, like, and not even have a match on the pay-per-view? What's the deal?
What's the deal? You know anything? Yeah, the Wyatt family beat this two months in a row?
I think it's shocking, man. The Wyatt family is, they're one of the biggest factions that they've brought in, at the same time as the Shield and stuff. And since then, I mean, Bray Wyatt had his little push against The Undertaker, and then that was it. That's, it's kind of fizzled there.
Yeah, Undertaker tombstone is blow well, and then when was he seen him in it?
No, like, he claimed to be the new face of fear and everything, and all of a sudden he's not even making paper.
Do you fear Bray Wyatt?
Not really.
Do you fear Bray Wyatt, Chad?
To me, he's nothing but the face of failure.
Joe, does he scare you? Is he the face of fear to you?
It
doesn't scare me, it doesn't have to happen. I mean, the Undertaker still scares me, you know? Bray Wyatt. No. It's like an angry tree, ever. I don't know what's up with everyone, you know? Man, I'm so scared or something. He doesn't scare me at all. Now, Undertaker, that man scared me. Jake the Snake scared me. Well, not so much Jake the Snake, but his snake, Damien the Snake. That thing scared me. I saw Conan, what's that film, Conan the Barbarian, and I seen a snake nyam somebody, I thought, never again, I haven't been the same since then. But back to the match at hand, this Money in Our Bank ladder match, oh, and Neville's in there too, Neville,
now, you didn't say it right, it's Neville,
but, I mean, she come from there, she could get away with it,
no, I mean, you never said it right,
sorry, my bad. Me brethren, Neville! Did you get it right this time?
Yeah, that's it.
Neville! Go on, Neville! I love Neville! He sounds like a granddad's name or something. Right, everyone, apart from, I'd say, Dolph Ziggler, in my opinion, has got a reason to win this. They've got all valid reasons. Like, I could see each and every one of them, apart from Ziggler, winning. I say Ziggler, not because I'm biased and I don't like Ziggler personally, but it's because of his what we've been talking about with Rusev and Lana earlier. He's still got that going. And you know what I mean? I can't see Ziggler winning for that particular reason. But the rest of them have all got valid reasons. With that now, who are you backing, Joe? Are you going to back Neville? Who are you backing?
See now, I do want the guy to win it, but it's too soon, and
there's
just my
underdog
is now shouting Neville at the top of my face.
Oh no! Neville! can your daughter hear us right now?
Yeah, she can hear you, and she's just sitting shouting Neville.
Oh no!
For me, it's going to be Reigns, and I would like to see him do a heel turn. I think he needs that.
You're in tune to STC from the UK. I am your host, Wolfhampton's Last Outlaw, Grant Barney Pete, alongside the Shadfather, alongside Chris, I'm not too sure what his nickname is, alongside Jojo's daughter, who's also backing Neville!
That's right.
Neville, Rao. I don't know, too soon for Neville, but at the same time, it's been too soon for Kevin Owens, and look at him, but... As I say, I think everyone, even Dad Kofi Kingston has got a valid reason for winning this. You know what I mean? It's been spoke about on the Smack Talk Center. That's www.facebook.com/groups/Smack Talk Center. You can request to join.
I'll be a weirdo.
Yay!
There you go.
She got it! She got it!
I want to say something else as well. Like, I broke the news a few weeks ago, man, and... I don't know what you was about to say, but the news on Smack Talk
Center. What news did you break? What news did you break?
Someone broke the news saying Brock Lesnar's going to be on Raw on the something in March. June. So then, and I've said, okay. And also, he's about to have his first house show match in 12, 13 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So now you're about to tell me now that that the Smack Talk Center have told you that that's the match that Kofi Kingston... can be in the Money in the Bank and he might win and this and what that whatever against Brock Lesnar. Is that what you're going
to
tell me now?
Well, they've got this theory. A shout out to Stephen Cooper of the Smack Talk Center, by the way. He's got this theory that it's possible that he could win Kofi Kingston's and then Brock Lesnar's like, yo, I'll fight you for that briefcase. And if you can beat me, you can keep the briefcase. If not, then...
That doesn't make sense, though.
I thought that as well.
Doesn't that make sense anyway, but they don't need... It's Brock Lesnar, man. I don't need to put anyone on the line. Brock Lesnar is guaranteed a title shot anyway, so...
Exactly. He's got his rematch clause. I thought that as well. But the question is, why? Why Kofi Kingston's over in Japan? You know, why not Titus? Why not Bray Wyatt? Why not this guy? Why not that guy? Do you see what I'm saying? Why not
Everyone else is busy, you know?
Why not... Oh, okay, but...
No, but even Big E, you know what I mean? It's like, it seems so random. I mean,
yeah, because they need to give Brock Lesnar. It's not going to be a squash match, but they need to give him a good match to, you know, that you can have a match and then people can show, see skills, like, or whatever. Because if he just goes out there and crushes Kofi Kingston, people are going to be like, what's the point in that? But I will tell you a little something, man.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it will be a squash match because people are like, oh, yes, Brock Lesnar's going to be in Japan. But the reason why Brock Lesnar's going to be in Japan is because... But there's a Japanese wrestler. He used to be in the WWF.
Yeah.
Tajiri. No.
You see, and Shad, you cost me for not supporting Japanese talent. And I know a Japanese man then.
No, but this guy was like WWF, like 90s, like he got arrested for some reason. I can't remember why he did this. I think he, because he smashed a McDonald's window or something like that because it wouldn't serve him.
this
Japanese guy is anyway, he's a spear wrestler, and Brock respects him. And apparently he hasn't got long left, so Brock's going over there to see him, like... And why not? He's going to get a free trip from WWF out of it, man. Like, all I have to do is wrestle Kofi Kingston. Then, yeah, but he's going over there. His main reason to go over there is to see his friend who's dying, this Japanese guy.
Okay.
So, okay. If that's got something to do with Money in the Bank, then it's got something to do with Money in the Bank. But to me, it's got...
Apparently, we can also see this on the BAFTA Award-winning WWE Network July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting indeed. We've got to get back to this, though. The finger's pointing at Reigns. Because Reigns has been showcased a lot lately. He's like, yeah, I'm going to win this Money in the Bank. I didn't think much of it before. Now I'm in the match and think, well, this could actually come in quite handy. You know, this Money in the Bank. There's even rumours of a heel turn for Roman Reigns. Possible.
No, it's possible.
I'm going to go on the flip side. I don't want Roman Reigns to turn evil. I don't want him to turn...
I did say it a few weeks ago, and I said maybe that's the direction they're going in. But they've tried so hard with this Roman Reigns to make him... Please like him. Shove him down our throats. And they're not going to give up now.
Chris, you can leave the building at any time. I don't want no problems.
They're not going to change their plan. They didn't change their plan at WrestleMania, and they're not going to change their plan now. Roman Reigns is going to be the next John Cena, like it or love it.
I love it! Personally,
I agree. Roman Reigns is Vince McMahon's golden boy, and they're not going to turn him heel any time ever. They're just going to keep doing what they did with John Cena, just pushing down our throats until we either like him or boo him.
Personally, I'm good with Reigns, man. You know what I mean? If I was a WWF wrestler, I'd wear that attire, man. That attire is right. Take notes, Titus O'Neil. Take notes. You know what I mean? Look, he looked powerful with his bulletproof vest and him trousers. He looked like he's on some SWAT team. I'd wear that ish, man. Wear it up, man. You think, Joe, you think it's a good idea for him to turn evil, though, don't you?
I do think you need it. I think at the moment he's floundering a lot, and I think a heel turn, you just need to talk as much as a heel. And it could just bring something new to it. This whole, the three ex-Shield members, where's it going to go from here? If something doesn't change. And a heel turn for Ambrose, I don't think anybody would get behind that.
That's why it probably makes more sense to do that. The money for Dean Ambrose is in a heel, definitely.
You know what? The way I got it figured is, I don't want none of them. The feud's coming, and that's inevitable between Ambrose and Reigns. But it's like, boy, and as for this triple threat Shield match, dream match. Personally, I ain't gonna lie to you. Personally, we've had it already. It just added Randy Orton. As soon as you put Randy Orton through the table, there's your triple threat match right there. Wrestling fans, stop talking about this triple threat match. It's very possible it will still happen. But at WrestleMania, don't be stupid, man. Be realistic. It's more likely going to happen at Survivor Series.
Some
Survivor Series. Who can survive? Because, you know what I mean? Due to the knowledge, it's been what? They debuted what? Survivor Series?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You think about it for a hot minute. Right. They'll be on some who will survive. You know what I mean? If it's a three of them, who will survive? You know what I mean? Regardless of who's got the belt. That's how I see it personally. Reigns is the obvious choice.
I think he's going to win the Money in the Bank. And as by my theory, it will be like Seth versus Brock Lesnar at the SummerSlam. And then Roman Reigns did the same thing that Seth does and cashes in his check. And then the crowd ain't going to like that. But, hey, I'd cheer it all the way, man. I think Roman Reigns going to win. But if I want to throw something out there, I'll stick my neck out. I like the Kane theory as well. Kane, Roman Reigns, boy, it's gonna be ugly in here. You know what I mean? Kane could win the thing. Someone said it on the Smack Talk says, I can't remember who it was. Win the Money in the Bank, cash in the check against the champion, whoever that may be, whether it's Ambrose or Rollins or whatever, right? Win the thing and then give the belt back to Rollins after all that. Say, yeah, here's a belt for the authority, best for business.
Oh, if he does that, I'll stop watching wrestling.
Stop watching. Oh, that's right. I'm right. Okay. Jojo going for Reigns. I'm going for Reigns. I'm throwing it out there and saying Kane, right? On some shock value. Kofi Kingston on some more mark out value. I'd mark out if Kofi Kingston won, right? Seriously, I'd mark out, right?
I'm trying to work this backwards. I know before I said that the whole Reigns cashing in on thing at SummerSlam, but that's before Brock Lesnar was advertised for the event before SummerSlam. So Brock's been advertised for Battlefield, Battleground, Overkill, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to work it out, man. I know I shouldn't think too much into it, but I'm just trying to make all you lot think as well, man. So,
okay.
If Brock Lesnar's going to be at Battlefield, we'll call it Battlefield, yeah?
Yeah. Battlefield. You know,
Going to be at Battlefield. Seth is going to be the champion. We all can agree that Seth's going to be the champion. I'm not talking about the Money in the Bank yet. So say Roman Reigns wins Money in the Bank.
Right.
Seth could get cashed in on at Battlefield, Battlegrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think Triple H is going to be the man to say, Seth, you cheating bugger, I'll give you my move, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. I'm giving you all these things and you're just throwing it back in our face. And you know Seth likes to run his mouth as well. So
yeah,
he's
going
to say something
to
get Triple H mad. And then and I can see in the end it's going to end up with this new phrase it's called getting H'd.
Getting H'd?
It's going to end up with Rollins getting H'd. I'm feeling SummerSlam is going to be Rollins versus Triple H. And then that leaves Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar to do what they've got to do. And that's the way I see it going down. So, short story, my prediction is Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. But it's going to be a clean sweep here. Chris, without getting angry, who's won the Money in the Bank? I see you get you red in your face.
Sunburn.
Sunburn.
Let it burn, man.
There we go. Let it burn. Just like Rusev. Let it burn. Let it burn. Make it burn. You gonna learn.
At first, I was thinking Roman Reigns, but now that you've mentioned Kane, it's conflicting. Because the Kane theory sounds feasible to me. But
Kane's job is to make sure he wins and keep the thing in the authority.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I want to happen is Kane wins Money in the Bank, cashes in, everyone thinks he's going to go over, he's just going to lie down and let Rollins do whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, face turn, whack, kicks him with a
champion. Yeah, but Kane's already said to us, I'm going to win the Money in the Bank and then I'm going to be the champion. He's already said to everybody, I'm looking to do that, like.
That feels all that out of the window.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
But you know what? It's okay for Roman Reigns to win. Everyone's like, it's the obvious bet. But at the end of the day, it's all about how they execute it, isn't it?
Yeah.
As long as they make it look wicked, they can do this and do that and do this. But as long as Roman Reigns grabs it and then we're like, that was a good match.
That's all matters. It should be good. I can't see why not. And you can consider the competitors up in there. Kane. Neville!
Neville!
Right.
Listen to Lillian Goss. The next time she's called that Neville, man. It's funny, man.
Lillian Goss, yeah.
Neville!
I love that girl as well, man. I've loved Lillian since she stepped in 99. Even The Rock had to, you know what I mean? Even The Rock had to fix his trousers right in front of her. That's how bad it was, man. You know what I mean?
That's how fine Lillian Garcia is. Lillian Garcia has gone for 50 years old, and she still looks... Oh, I'm sorry.
PG.
Keep it PG, man. You see? Are you all fault, man? You mentioned Lillian Garcia, right? Considering all those guys, Kofi, Kane, Ziggler, all them guys, Sheamus kicking down people, and you know, this match should be good regardless of who wins. On paper, this match is going to be good.
Yeah.
Word up, man.
The only thing you've got to like wonder about is this is going to win and what sort of direction they're going to go in after. But the match itself is going to be... It's got to be...
It should be off the hook!
Does no one else see a Rollins Triple H match SummerSlam?
Just watch the little confrontations they have between the two of them.
I've
seen little confrontations with Rollins and Triple, but I've also seen confrontations between Roman and Triple as well.
So maybe Roman is going to turn heel then?
And then, sorry to say this, Chad. Uh-huh. I put my hand on your shoulder.
Oh, no, what's this? What are you going with?
There's also rumours of Sting versus Triple H 2 at SummerSlam.
No. Oh, no. Get the sensor button ready, man. Please, no. I love Triple H, man. He's my guy, man. But it's the Sting, man. Just go home, man. Please. Go back to obscurity, wherever it is that you came from, man.
No!
Wherever you've been for 13 years, just go back there, please, man. You're not one of us, man. You're a WCW guy. We don't like you.
No.
Go back to
you
Georgia.
You don't like him.
Oh.
I think he's
kind of
cool.
I like, who's from WCW that I like?
Booker T!
Nah, that's someone that stayed there, like, the whole time.
Booker T, brethren. That's
Stevie Ray?
Yeah! Because Stevie Ray, he's just recently signed a WWE legend contract.
No, that's it, man. That's like me.
Stevie Ray
Vance, he signed a legend contract, apparently. He said it on his Twitter.
That means Hall of Fame next year for the...
Harlem Heat, yeah.
But nah, that's what I'm saying. There's no one in WCW that I like. Or like now, I prefer to see Triple H versus Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno!
Disco Inferno,
then trainers as well. I don't want to see the fake WCW version of Undertaker, man.
Oh no!
That's how I'll always look at Sting. As a 60-year-old balding, fake face paint wearing, fake Joker. Stealing Henry Godwin's finishing move from 1996. That is too Sting. That is too easy.
Henry Godwin, the slop dropper.
Stole the slop dropper. Stole the sharpshooter. You know.
Oh God.
He's got no friends as well, man. You know.
He's got no friends.
Oh. Who comes down to help him at WrestleMania? We have Triple H's friends. You know. Sting has no friends.
Oh yeah, that was
all of us. Rest of his friends.
Hobbling down the ring.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm sorry, but please, man. The only time I get angry is when people talk about Sting, man. Nothing else can anger me. You can talk about Carly and I'll laugh because he's funny. But when it comes to Sting, I just get angry.
Wow.
Everyone seems to like him, and I'm like, why?
Wow.
Why?
I just hate someone worse than Carly, man.
I remember back in the days, I hate Carly, man. I don't hate Sting, but I think when he came into WWE, they could have done that a lot better. Maybe it was the way he was introduced. It's because he came from there.
He's not one of us.
Maybe he was WCW and I was a WCW fan, and maybe I can see them. But to me, he's always a fake Undertaker.
What about guys like Diamond Dallas Page back in the day and Buff Bagwell and...
You mean Diamond Dallas Page, the guy who didn't get known until he was like 40? That's ridiculous. Took him 40 years just to get onto WCW TV.
What about Chris Jericho? He came from there.
Yeah, he's the smart one. He came straight away, man. The radical.
And yeah, Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit and all them people.
Who?
Yo, enough of all
you
that.
You said a name I've never heard in my life.
Yeah, heard of Chris Benoit. Have you heard of Chris Benoit, Joe?
Are we allowed to talk about Chris Benoit?
Well, this is not WWE, this is STC from the UK on BDSI, on Network, on Kick FM.
I mean, despite everything that happened after as a wrestler, I mean, the guy was excellent. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, man. And we'll leave it at that.
And do you think that speaking of dead wrestlers?
Here we go. I think I know where he's going with this.
Do you think that Sting should have done the Blue Blazer gimmick?
If Matt Sacco ever heard that, that was inappropriate. We're gonna keep it moving, man. There's one more match left. That was the money in our bank. We haven't talked about the title match.
Sheamus could sneak it as well, you know. He's never had it, man. Yeah, so
Sheamus is my dark horse, man.
Even though he's completely the opposite.
Oh my God! That is enough! For goodness sakes! There's people in there!
Yeah, Sheamus is my white horse.
Yo, you still there, Joe?
I'm still here, guys. I've got 5 minutes before I have to leave you.
Okay, so quickly. This is it now. Final match, right? Main event. Dean Ambrose, the challenger. Seth Rollins, the champion. Wow. This match is going to give me a jolt, man. Again, I see controversy with this one as well. Yeah, I mean, he's right. I like Dean Ambrose because he's representing with the title. He's taking Instagram pictures and all that. You know what I mean? He's posing with the fans. That's the face of the WWE right there, man. I think Dean should win, damn it. But I know he won't. Seth Rollins going to hold it down. He's going to take back his title. You know what I mean? After Dean Ambrose borrowed it, so to speak. But, you know, I sense controversy. I sense it big time, just like I did the last time I sense it. Back in Dean, Rollins going to win. That's how it's going. Chris?
I think it's going to be similar to the last match, isn't it? I think that they're going to drag this whole him taking the title. They're going to drag it a bit longer.
I hope they do.
It's been entertaining. Ambrose, class wrestler, really good.
But you have to admit that the slingshot clothesline's getting a bit too much now. Do you think? He does it too many times. At first it was cool, and now it's like, okay, yeah, we get it now.
Yeah, it's starting to get a bit old.
Hopefully
he gets rid of that soon and just starts doing it every now and again.
He needs more, because his gimmick's on some, you don't know what I'm going to do, I'm a psycho, psycho bitch and all that. Yeah, he needs a lot more of those moves, man. I mean, that's what the performance center's there for, man. I mean...
No, he doesn't need to go to the performance center.
Wait a minute.
It's just whatever they allow him to do, basically.
Wait a minute. When you play a fighting game on your PlayStation or a football game or whatever, ain't there like a training facility?
Nobody uses that, man. We jump straight into the game. Damn.
Okay, I see you, Joe, because I know you got to go. You know what I mean? You got to pick up the kids. You got to do what you got to do. You got to decorate the kitchen table. You got Dino or Rollins?
It'll be Rollins, but it won't be a clean win.
Oh, I hear that, you know. J&J. Big ups to J&J. Hey, J&J Security. Joey Mercury, he pinned. Rollins. Yes, did you see it on Raw, Joe? J&J, Joey Mercury, J&J Security. They pinned Rollins, didn't he?
Yes.
Right, Shad.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Mercury pinned Rollins, yes?
Yeah.
Right, Chris. Yeah. Joey Mercury pinned Rollins, yes?
Yeah.
So, my question is, don't you think Joey Mercury is the number one contender for the title?
Oh, God, no.
No.
It's a handicap match, though, you know.
No, you pinned the champion. That means you're the number one contender. That's what it means. If you pin him, you're the number one contender. That's how it goes. I'll just play the ball, man. I mean, have the match on Raw. I mean, defend the title on Raw. You know, you'll be like Jeff Hardy.
Okay, then that means J&J Security should be taking on New Day, then, isn't it? Because there is two of them.
But they didn't pin the New Day.
I love Joey Mercury when he's a serious wrestler.
Yeah.
But like, he kind of like fizzled out after he got hit with that ladder, didn't he, in his face? And
yeah, but I thought we'd never see him again.
Yeah, and I didn't even recognise him
when he came back as JJ Security. Because he chopped off all his hair and all that.
He was doing backstage stuff, but he'd come out every now and again, and people start chanting, "Joey Mercury."
I didn't hear that, man. I didn't hear that. But he's a number one contender, man. Make it happen, man. Make the match on Raw. If Rollins wins, Rollins versus Joey Mercury. Make it a leather match, damn it. No, man, you stop.
The two of them beat one.
No. They didn't pin the New Day. They pinned Rollins. He's a number one contender, damn it.
But it took two men to beat one.
No.
That's me off. I have to go. But, like, I just want to throw it in there. Could you imagine Joey Mercury and Lesnar? I'm sorry, I just pay so much money to say that.
Why would you wish that on Joey Mercury? Why has Joey Mercury ever done to you?
That's way out of it, man.
Very nice.
Can you imagine Lesnar just like stand on him and that'd be it?
Lesnar, you know.
I think we'll get very far with just Jay Security, man.
Yo, from type Undertaker can't be your team. Joe Mercury ain't got no chance, man. Wear it up, man. Yo, big up yourself, Joe. Yo, it was a pleasure having you on the show, man.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy.
Alright, man. Enjoy the rest of the day, yeah? Right!
Don't be a weirdo!
You got it! Right! That was funny. Big ups to Joanne. Big ups to her, man. She cracked me up today. You know what I mean? Yo, crack me up today. Oh my gosh. You know what? Me done talk.
Did I give a prediction? I don't know. I'm with you, like, anyway, man. Rollins gonna win, man. We all know that. Rollins is walking away with a championship. Well, you never know. If Reigns cashes in, there's no one going for the Ambrose win and then cashed in by his friends. His BFF.
I can only see the same day cashing. Ooh, if Kane wins. I can't see a Roman Reigns cashing on the same day.
That's what's going to happen, ain't it, man? Kane's going to win and then he's going to cash in once that match is over. Ambrose is going to win. He's going to cash in when that's over.
Yeah.
Choke slam Ambrose, win. Give the title back to Reigns.
That's what we said earlier. But then we'll have
to have a Royal Rumble for the WWE title then. Because that's against the rules. If Jack Tunney was here, he'd say that.
Jack Tunney!
No, let's give the belt to somebody. We'll have to start some sort of tournament.
No, man, if the Authority, you know what I mean? Kane, he said his goal was to make sure that the belt remains in the Authority. Okay? Right? So, therefore, if Kane was the win...
It's Roman all the way, man. We just have to just... Let's just accept it, man. If we accept it,
we'll
enjoy the match.
I believe Roman Reigns going to win. I'm not going to complain on the internet because my mama told me better than that. You know, shout out to Beyonce. Mwah. Yes, said it. But,
She's listening, man.
You don't know who's listening out there. The Media Side Network. Also, we play Beyonce songs on the show.
Maybe some Jay-Z on the show, man. I don't remember.
Jay-Z, that I'll play Beyonce on the show. Maybe on the Total Divas shows.
Oh, must have been then. Yeah. Yeah. Cooper was on then, couldn't hear it. And...
Oh, stink. Cooper was on. Yo, what a thingy. I think Matt earlier, he also said Rollins going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly see a same night cash in if it's Kane. I can't see it happening with Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns going to wait until... He's going to wait. He's going to wait for his moment.
Yeah. Basically, he's either going to use it Money in the Bank or Battleground. Mm-hmm. One of them two. Before SummerSlam, I think now. I used to say SummerSlam, but now I think now he's going to do before that. Especially with Brock on the scene at Battlefield.
I'll tell you what then, yeah. It's like, yo, I'll play about the footage next week and we'll see what happened. You know what I mean? Right. We'll play back what you said because that will be interesting. I'm still going by my theory that Roman Reigns going to win and he's not going to wait till SummerSlam and make history kind of repeat, reverse itself that way. You know what I mean?
I did pitch that idea a few weeks ago, but now, like I said, that was before Brock was, scheduled to appear before SummerSlam.
We have to remember, right, just because Brock's scheduled to appear way before SummerSlam, Battleground, in fact. In fact, when's Battleground?
Probably in 2 weeks, before we know.
Nah, it ain't gonna be
what's
like
it,
that.
What's it, 3 weeks then, surely?
Three or four weeks. I'm sure Brockner's will come back after Battleground.
Is that before or after the July 4th show?
Hang on. No, it's coming back before Battleground, isn't it?
Yeah.
But just because it's coming back before Battleground does not mean he's gonna be in a pay per view at Battleground. Case in point, he appeared around that time. And F5, that guy I don't like to name because he gets me angry. Let's call him CM Princess Peach Bitch. Right? He dropped the F5 on him, and he never really saw him again until August.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my personal opinion, just because, wrestling fans, just because Brock's going to appear.
Yeah, but we're forgetting that he's suspended indefinitely. So, when he comes back, that's because he's been allowed to come back. So, they're saying, yeah, you're back. Or announce it that he's back.
Right, WWE, remember that now, you know. We remember that Brock has got a rematch clause and he was suspended. So don't throw away that storyline now, you know. Don't throw away that storyline because we remember. All adults, we remember. And kids got a better memory than you think. You know what I mean? You stay there, right? You got a rematch clause, so he doesn't exactly need the briefcase. So, in a way, Stephen Cooper, yes, but no. You know what I mean? And Brock Lesnar, probably won't guarantee it if he took the briefcase from Kofi. In theory, hypothetically, but they're just gonna fight. And on it's on the WWE network.
Maybe that's why he's fighting Kofi because let's be real, man. Out of the three New Day members, Kofi's the best worker and he's been working the longest. Is that fair to say? Yeah.
It's fair to say, yes.
So. Basically, you can have Kofi versus Brock, and then you can have the other two jumping in as well, just to make it a bit more fair. That's probably why they made the match, because who else could
have
been
it? It's in Japan as well, on the house show.
The match doesn't mean ish. Brock's there to see his friends. So.
Yeah, the way I've got it figured, it's a house show, right? And house shows doesn't exactly add on to the storyline.
Oh, wait, the NXT title's on the line as well. I do see Finn Balor!
Finn Balor!
I think he's going to beat Kevin Owens for the title in his home kind of town of Japan, man. I can see him doing it, definitely.
Finn Balor! Yo,
that I can sell too.
July 4th, yo. July 4th. Mark that in the calendar, people. That is going to be... Such
July 5th for us, probably. What's the time difference between us and Japan?
I think Japan's ahead of us. Japan's ahead of us, you know, but I don't know by how much. That's one for the Googles. That's one for the Googles, man. Word up, man. Especially if we're going to do it live. That's what but mark that in your calendar, man. You know what I mean? July 4th. We might have to do a special show based on that, man.
America's birthday, isn't it, man?
And they do it in Japan?
Interesting.
Yeah, word up, man. Yo, that should be interesting. And don't forget, next week for your local heads, Broadus Clay is going to be in the house. Or, you know what I mean, not be in this house. I wish he was in the Kick FM house, but he's going to be in the UK doing his thing. I expect Kick FM to drop an exclusive interview with him. That's not needed the next week. Expect that interview to come like in the next 2 weeks, hopefully, God willing. You know what I mean? Stop talking all this asteroid hitting the earth business. You know what I mean? You're a sheep for that. You're a sheep for that, man. Word up, man. Yo! Let's get out of this, man. Let's get out of this booth, man. Yo, let's start some shopping. You know what I mean? Let's start some shopping for the money in our bank. I mean, my fridge needs to get filled up, man, for the money in our bank. I'm out! Chris! Joe's out already. Chris, you out? Speak up yourself, man. Shad, you out? You're not out, it's go.
Nah, I might stay and do another hour extra show.
What would you talk about exactly?
It's our secret. Never teach the Wu-Tang.
But anyway, enough of all that. We're out. You know what I mean? Follow us on the Twitter at STC_WWE, www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join. And to all together now.
I need to spread the word.
For real.
Alright, I'm out anyway.
Follow us on Kick FM on Twitter at KRCFM at BDSIR Network. BDSIR_Network. Free out STC for life. It don't get no better. Enjoy the pay-per-view, people.
Bitch! Get out!
Come on!